Once you are on the marina, imitate the statue of the genius of navigation and look across the port. In the bright Provençal light, surrounded by numerous sailing boats and pleasure craft, the professional fishermen busy themselves on their typical Mediterranean pointed bowed fishing vessels. But let's come back for a moment to the genius of navigation, a statue created by the Toulon sculptor Louis-Joseph Daumas and cast in bronze in 1845. This 5.4-metre-high colossus, weighing 1,300 kilograms, extends his left index finger towards the horizon. His right hand clasps a rudder or an oar. His right leg, slightly jutting forward, holds back his loincloth. His feet are firmly planted on a fragment of a sphere, symbolizing the world. The statue was severely damaged by bombs in 1944. After the war, the ensemble was neglected until it was restored to its former glory by the DCAN, the Direction of Naval Construction and Weapons. The genius of navigation regained his original location in front of the new town hall on the quay in 1997. In the morning, you will be dazzled by the sun flooding the Quai Kronstadt with its generous light. Entirely demolished in 1944, the quay gave way to the famous Frontal du Port, a curtain of four identical apartment buildings that were built in the years 1953 to 1954 to provide a modern answer to the imperatives of reconstruction. These apartment buildings were designed by the architect Jean de Mailly, who was awarded the Médicis Prize for this creation. It is today a listed building, one of the remarkable pieces of architecture of the 20th century. Behind the statue of the genius of navigation, the famous Atlantean figures, created by the Marseille-born sculptor and painter Pierre Puget, support the town hall annex balcony. By the way, did you know that you can enjoy a guided tour of the largest harbour in Europe by embarking on a speedboat? Many boat companies offer tours of the harbour departing from the Quai Kronstadt. The tour includes the military arsenal, La Seyne-sur-Mer harbour, the coastal road of Tamaris, the Lazaret Bay, and its muscle parks, the Sablette, the Saint-Mandrier-sur-Mer peninsula, and the fortified walls lining the harbour.
Text by Sylvie Brunati-Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company AudioVisit.